Hey there. So this is a very big accomplishment for me because this is the antibacterial lab results on Sparkling Ring. And I developed this product because I was not able to find a hand lotion that didn't feel like I was wearing a plastic bag on my hand. You get that greasy feeling. So I developed Sparkling Rain, which is a chaga moisturizer, and you'll hear more about the ingredients and all that stuff in the podcast. But I was like, man, wouldn't it be cool if I developed a moisturizer? But as a truck driver, I'm like, well, I like to snack, right? So a hand sanitizer at the same time. And out popped Sparkling Rain. And the rest is history. I got the lab results back, and you will agree with me that the results are phenomenal. So please enjoy this episode and the following episodes on antioxidant and fungal. And I'll talk to you on the next one.
All right. Time to dive into something I think you're going to find super practical. Keeping those hardworking hands clean and healthy, right?
Absolutely.
So we're talking about Sparkling Rain, a natural hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And it could actually be a better option for people like you who are, you know, working with their hands all day. Out on the go, we've got some really interesting research, actually.
Yeah.
From Can of Today Skincare, some background info on a pretty common bacteria, Pseudomonas aeruginosa is what it's called.
Oh, yeah, Pseudomonas.
And even some material on, like, what could be the downsides of those alcohol-based sanitizers. You know, the ones you see everywhere.
Right, the little bottles. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
Ready to kind of get our hands dirty with this.
Let's do it.
Okay. So this CDC info on Pseudomonas aeruginosa, it's literally everywhere. Like they say, soil, water, surfaces, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And it spreads super easily just through contact.
Yeah, think about it.
So imagine you're grabbing a wrench from your toolbox.
Right.
Seemingly harmless. Could be harboring this bacteria.
And it's not just about dirty tools, though.
Right.
You got to think about public restrooms, door handles, even shaking hands with someone. You're constantly exposed to this bacteria. And it can lead to some real problems for folks.
Like what? Like, what's the worst case scenario here?
Well, this bacteria is kind of notorious for causing some pretty nasty skin infections. Ever heard of hot tub rash?
Not ringing a bell. Is it serious?
It can be, especially in your line of work. Pseudomonas aeruginosa can also cause something called green nail syndrome.
Green nail syndrome.
Huh.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? Avoid touching anything.
That's where Sparkling Rain comes in.
Okay.
The Can of Today study shows it's effective against P. aeruginosa. And I think even more interesting is that it achieves this with natural ingredients, not harsh chemicals.
Okay, so it's effective. But what makes it different from those alcohol-based sanitizers? I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And they seem to work just fine.
Right. Well, while alcohol-based sanitizers can be effective at killing germs, they can also be really harsh on your skin, especially with repeated use. You know, they strip away your natural oils, leave your hands dry, cracked, and much more vulnerable.
And I'm guessing that's not ideal when you're working with your hands all day long.
Exactly. Dry, cracked skin, it's uncomfortable, but it's also more susceptible to infections.
So Sparkling Rain, it's gentler on the skin. Tell me more about what makes it so special.
Well, for starters, it's completely natural. No harsh chemicals, no artificial fragrances, just ingredients that actually work with your skin, not against it.
Okay, like what kind of ingredients are we talking about here?
Things like sweet almond oil and grapeseed extract. These ingredients are well known for their nourishing and moisturizing properties. So they actually help to protect and heal your skin while they're killing germs.
Okay, so it's natural and nourishing. That's definitely appealing. But is it really as effective at killing bacteria as alcohol? I mean, I've always been told that alcohol is like the gold standard.
Yeah, that's a common misconception. While alcohol is certainly effective, it's not the only way to kill bacteria. And in some cases, it might not even be the best way, especially for someone who washes their hands as frequently as you do. You know, the study done by Can Have Today on Sparkling Rain shows that it's just as effective as alcohol-based sanitizers at killing P. aeruginosa. but without the harsh side effect.
Interesting. So we're talking about a hand sanitizer that's tough on germs, but gentle on your skin.
Right.
That sounds like a win-win for somebody in your line of work.
Absolutely. And this isn't just like some marketing hype either.
Right.
Canna Today, they conducted their own independent study to actually prove Sparkling Rain's effectiveness. They weren't satisfied with just like making claims. They wanted to back them up with science.
Okay. That's impressive. So they're really putting their money where their mouth is. And this study, it's specifically focused on this P. aeruginosa bacteria.
Exactly. They wanted to see how Sparkling Rain stacked up against this common and potentially harmful bacteria. The results were really promising. They found that Sparkling Rain was just as effective as alcohol-based sanitizers at killing P. aeruginosa, which is huge, especially for someone who might not always have access to soap and water on the job.
So this could be a game changer for people who work in environments where they're constantly exposed to germs. Imagine being able to sanitize your hands quickly and effectively, without having to worry about drying out your skin.
Precisely. And it's not just about work either.
Right.
Think about all the other situations where you might want a quick and easy way to sanitize your hands.
Yeah.
Traveling, using public restrooms, eating at restaurants, even just pushing a shopping cart at the grocery store.
Right.
All those things.
Okay. So it's practical too. It's like having a little bottle of protection in your pocket.
Right. Exactly.
But I have to ask, anything else that our listeners should keep in mind?
Yeah, actually, one of the sources touches on something I think is particularly relevant for you.
Oh, yeah.
This whole concept of the skin microbiome.
Oh, yeah. I remember that term. It's basically all the tiny little microorganisms that live on our skin.
Exactly. You got to think of your skin as this, like, bustling city of tiny organisms.
Okay.
And they're all working together to keep your skin healthy and balanced. And what's interesting is that, like, the overuse of those harsh sanitizers can actually disrupt this delicate balance.
So instead of just killing bad bacteria, we might be wiping out the good stuff too.
Yeah, that's the concern. And when the skin microbiome is thrown out of whack, it can lead to all sorts of issues.
Right.
Dryness, irritation, even an increased susceptibility to infections.
Wow. I never thought about it like that. It's like we're trying to protect ourselves from germs, but in doing so, we might be making ourselves more vulnerable in the long run.
It's a delicate balance for sure. And that's why this focus on natural nourishing ingredients in Sparkling Rain is so intriguing.
Right.
You know, if it can effectively kill those harmful bacteria while also supporting the skin's natural defenses, that's a pretty compelling argument.
Totally. It's like taking a more holistic approach to hand hygiene,
wouldn't
you say? Protecting ourselves from the outside world, but also nurturing our body's own ability to stay healthy.
Exactly. And that kind of brings us back to those practical applications of Sparkling Rain.
Oh.
You know, we've talked about the job site.
Right.
But what about all those other situations where you might want a quick and easy way to sanitize your hands?
Oh, I'm sure our listener can relate to that.
Yeah.
Think about using public restrooms, grabbing a bite at a restaurant, even just pushing a shopping cart.
Right. And even if you're super diligent about washing your hands, there are times when soap and water just aren't available.
Right.
That's where having a portable, natural hand sanitizer like Sparkling Rain could be a real game changer.
Totally. But before we get too carried away here, we should probably address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
The whole debate about alcohol-based sanitizers.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on those?
Well, while we've, you know, highlighted some potential downsides to frequent use, particularly for someone who works with their hands all day, it's important to acknowledge that alcohol-based sanitizers, they do have their place.
Right. The CDC and other health organizations still recommend them as a primary defense against germs.
Exactly.
Especially in certain settings.
And there's a good reason for that. Alcohol is incredibly effective at killing a wide range of bacteria and viruses. It works quickly, evaporates easily, and it's generally considered safe when used as directed.
So it sounds like we're not saying that alcohol-based sanitizers are bad. We're just suggesting they might not be the best option for everyone all the time.
Precisely. And for someone in your line of work who's already exposing their hands to a lot of wear and tear, a natural nourishing option like Sparkling Rain might be a better fit for daily use.
Makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about this common bacteria, the potential pros and cons of different sanitizer options, and the importance of making informed choices that align with your lifestyle. What does this all mean for you, our listener, in a practical sense?
That's the million-dollar question. And while we can't provide personalized medical advice, we can offer some food for thought.
Perfect. So imagine you're heading to work tomorrow. What are some things you might consider based on what we've discussed today?
Well, first and foremost, awareness. You're now armed with a deeper understanding of the types of bacteria you might encounter on the job and the potential impact of different sanitizers on your skin health.
Right. It's about being mindful of the choices you're making and understanding those potential consequences, both good and bad.
Exactly. And with that awareness, you can start experimenting with different options and seeing what works best for you.
I love that. It's all about finding a balance, a hand hygiene routine that keeps you protected from germs while also respecting your skin's natural defenses.
Precisely. And if that means incorporating a natural nourishing option like sparkling rain into your daily routine, well, that's certainly something to consider.
Absolutely. Now, I know we have a lot more information to cover. Should we keep diving into these sources? You bet. I'm actually really curious to learn a bit more about this Pseudomonas aeruginosa bacteria. And it sounds like it's pretty common, but I've never even heard of it before.
Yeah, it's amazing what you find when you start digging into these things, isn't it?
Right.
This bacteria, it's actually quite versatile and can survive in a wide range of environments.
That's kind of unsettling, actually. Like, how do we even know we're safe from this stuff?
Well, the good news is that most healthy individuals, they have a strong enough immune system to fight off those infections caused by P. aeruginosa. But for people with weakened immune systems or certain medical conditions, it can pose a bit more of a serious threat.
Okay, that makes sense. So for most of us, it's more of an annoyance than a serious health risk.
Yeah.
But still, nobody wants to deal with, you know, skin infections or nasty nail problems.
Right. Exactly. And that's why those preventative measures like proper hand hygiene are so important.
Okay. So let's talk prevention. Mm. We've talked about hand washing and sanitizing. But what else can people do to protect themselves from this bacteria, especially in a work environment where you're, you know, constantly touching tools and equipment?
That's a great question. One of the sources actually talks about the importance of keeping work surfaces clean and disinfected.
Okay, so basic cleanliness goes a long way.
Absolutely. Regularly wiping down tools, equipment, workbenches with a disinfectant can really significantly reduce the risk of spreading bacteria like P. aeruginosa.
Makes sense. And I'm guessing that wearing gloves when appropriate can also be helpful.
Definitely. Gloves provide that extra barrier of protection, especially when working with materials that might be contaminated.
So we're talking about kind of a multi-pronged approach to hand hygiene. We've got hand washing, sanitizing, keeping workspaces clean, and wearing gloves when necessary.
Precisely. It's all about being proactive and taking steps to minimize your risk of exposure.
Okay, so let's say our listener is ready to make the switch to a natural hand sanitizer like sparkling rain. Any tips on how to choose a good one?
That's a great question. One thing to look for is a product that's been independently tested and proven effective against a wide range of bacteria and viruses. And of course, you want to choose a product that's made with natural, nourishing ingredients that won't dry out your skin.
So read the labels carefully, look for independent testing, and choose natural ingredients whenever possible.
Mm.
Sounds like good advice for just about any personal care product, really.
Absolutely. It's all about being an informed consumer and making choices that align with your values and priorities.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of hand hygiene, natural sanitizers, and this surprisingly resilient bacteria, what's the one key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that there are simple, effective steps we can all take to protect ourselves from these harmful bacteria without resorting to those harsh chemicals that can damage our skin. And for someone like you who relies on their hands for their livelihood, that's incredibly important.
Totally agree. Taking care of your hands, it's an investment in your health, your work, and your overall well-being. So keep those hands clean, keep them healthy, and keep on working hard.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring.